Blog Talk Radio.
Valentine's Day to the female listeners out there. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host. I am, of course, William Mo. And what's up, Macaulay?
Hello. How's it going? Yeah,
how's it
going?
Cool. You know, the usual, we're going to talk a little hoops with the Knicks. Knicks had a bad week this week. They lost to the Clippers. They lost to the Lakers, but they redeemed themselves yesterday night against the Nets, even though Nets suck. But, you know, hey, they avoided, you know, going under 500. We'll talk about that momentarily.
Mm-hmm.
Talk
yep.
a little, you know, spring training coming up for both local teams with the Mets and Yankees, as they both pretty much didn't have successful off-season. We'll discuss that shortly. We'll also, you know, talk a little sports entertainment, a little WWE, a little TNA, and as usual, you know, there's a sports entertainment and everything else show, so anybody listening to the sound of my voice would like to make a contribution, feel free to go right ahead. But without further ado, let's talk a little hoops. First, we know this whole Carmelo Anthony deal is obviously having an effect on the Knicks. And Not to mention they were flat against the Clippers, and Clippers, you know, pretty much out-hustled them, and they deserved the win. And Lakers on Friday, you know, clearly the better team, the two-time defending world champion Lakers, they pretty much dominated us. And, of course, Nets, we won without Stoudemire missing his first game due to injury in the Lakers game. So what's
our
your thoughts about
stepped
it?
Up. I mean, you know, it was a good win last night versus the Nets.
Yeah.
A lot of guys stepped out without Amari in the lineup. You know, Gallinari. Gallinari, he had a quiet game. But Fields had some key clutch shots down the stretch.
Yep.
And
Chandler.
You know, Sean Williams played good.
In some threes as usual.
Yeah. And Spencer Felton. No, what am I saying?
Raymond Felton.
Yeah.
13 points, 13 assists.
Yep.
No, had a decent game, you know.
It was a good win versus our cross-town rivals.
Our quote-unquote cross-town rivals, which never really, other than us being in the same proximity, I mean, we never really had a rivalry because when Nets is good, Knicks suck. And when Knicks suck, Nets are good. So it's like we never really had a rivalry.
Yeah.
The only time we actually... You know, we faced each other a couple of times in the postseason. And of course, the last time the Knicks and Nets, you know, faced each other was in the 04.
Yeah.
When the Nets got swept. But, of course, you know, the listeners right now all remember that all too well.
Yeah, that wasn't even like a freaking – I don't even count that as like a playoff appearance.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. And Isaiah had the audacity to say, welcome to the playoffs before – the whole postseason started, so.
Yeah.
That and then the whole Fugazi thing with Tim Thomas saying that the Kenyon Martin is a, you know, a Fugazi.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, I guess we all found out who was the real Fugazi in the whole situation. You couldn't even win a game, man. That was just.
Man.
Now, I remember when we were down, like, 2-0-2. And I was telling you, I was like, nah, man, we gotta win at least a game. I mean, we're the Knicks. There's no way we're going to get swept. And that was so wrong.
You could see it. You could see it was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, now I do. I see it now. But when you're in the moment, you're like, come on. This is embarrassing. Come on, we gotta at least win a game so we can make this a series.
Yeah.
They got swept.
Yeah, that was a disaster, man. We shouldn't have made the playoffs. We should have just freaking.
I know.
It was a waste of time.
That's how I always say myself. I'm like, you know, if you don't win a championship, it's kind of a waste of time. But this was really a waste of time. Not only did we win the series, we didn't even win a game. there was no way of, you know. Knowing that we were even in the playoffs.
It's like we just went there to just say we were there.
Like, that's exactly what happened. Someone asked me when we went to the playoffs. The last time we went was 2001 in my mind. But at least we won a game. We won a couple of games.
Yeah.
So, it didn't go to five?
Yeah, it did. It went to five games.
Right, so
to Toronto.
Yeah. No, I remember that with Lenny Wilkins. You know,
yeah.
And Vince Carter and whatchamacallit, Rome James dominating on us. And it was just an embarrassing time. And when we got eliminated, I was like, I didn't think it could get any worse. And then, of course, the year after that, Van Gundy, you know, resigned. And, of course, the rest is history.
I don't even want to think about that.
I know. Because at that time, I was like, man, the postseason is long.
Yeah.
Because Knicks is always deep into it. And that was the best time we had in this last decade.
Right, yep. Right about that.
You think about it. I mean, other than 2000, of course.
Well, you know, if we make the playoffs this year, you know, hopefully, you know, we don't get swept like we did last time by the Nets.
Hopefully not. Well, at least we won't have to face the Nets again.
or worse, we, you know, we possibly could be facing Bulls.
Celtics or worse.
Bulls, Celtics, or Miami.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we have a chance to beat the Bulls, though.
Yeah, I think Bulls had it done. I agree. I totally agree with you. I think Bulls is, we match up well with the Bulls. We have a shot to beat them.
Yeah.
But Celtics and Heat, I mean.
Yeah, that'll be tough.
They'd have to play, they would have to play over their heads to beat those guys.
Yep.
I'd love to be optimistic, but I don't see it happening.
And maybe if we get Carmelo Anthony, maybe we would have a chance.
Yeah. Carmelo, you know, we'd have a fighting chance to you know, beat them. But then they, you know how when new players come together, especially two superstars, they need time to, you know, gel together.
Yep.
So who knows if they might have a, you know what I mean, if they will work together.
And you know what? I was reading an article earlier this week. It was saying that the Knicks shouldn't make the same mistake that the Yankees did. Remember when the Yankees had a chance to trade for Cliff Lee, but they didn't want to give up, like, their minor league shortstop, who's, like, a upcoming, you know what I'm saying, like, he's going to be the next Derek Jeter. And the Mariners wanted him, but the Yankees didn't want to give him up in that trade. That's why, Munoz, I think. I don't remember his name.
I forgot either.
Munoz, something like that.
Did he have a little cup of coffee with you guys this year? Or?
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Yankees didn't want to give him up. That's why that trade with Seattle never happened, and we never got Cliff Lee. But, and then you know what happened in this offseason. Cliff Lee goes to Philly again. And
hey, maybe it wasn't a bad thing, because who knows? Maybe if you made the trade for him, he didn't sign an extension, and then he goes to Philly. So maybe you're going to give all those prospects for nothing, too.
Who knows?
I mean, you know what I mean? Because you guys had a shot to get him. I mean, you guys did throw all the money.
But if we had gotten him, you know, but who knows what Yankees probably could have repeated this past year. If we had Cliff Lee on the team this year.
You could have, right, I see what you mean.
Because, remember, he was on Texas when we faced them.
Right.
In the ALCS, so if he was in the Yankees, I doubt Texas would have beaten us, so.
I have a point there.
So, you know, maybe the Knicks should trade for Melo. Maybe, you know, they shouldn't do what the Yankees did.
I'm starting to think that way, too. I mean, because I was a big, you know, proponent of them holding on to the young guys, keeping them.
Yeah.
But I don't think they should trade Landry Field, because that guy, he's one of the few guys on the team that's unselfish, who's not really looking for his shot. You know, he's trying to, you know, compliment the other guys, you know.
Yeah.
You know, play with grit. The other guys, I mean, I like them too, like Chandler and Gallinari. But, you know, with Melo, I mean, they're going to be, like, pretty much on the bench.
That's true.
Or part of the trade. I mean, they're not really going to be used that much because, you know, Carmelo and them are all pretty much similar players. And Melo, I mean, he's a great scorer. You can't stop the guy, but there are critics about his, you know, people criticize him for his defense. So, I mean, who knows? Maybe if he comes here, maybe he'll bring a defensive intensity.
What if he decides to go somewhere else in offseason and doesn't come to the Knicks?
Hey, I mean,
it's
everybody's saying, oh, he's coming to the Knicks, all this stuff. Unless if he signs, that's when I'm going to believe it.
Yeah.
I'm not. Everybody's like, LeBron might come to the Knicks, or he might come to Chicago. Nobody was really saying Miami until, like, maybe 10 days until he signed, you know, with them. Like, or maybe the day, you know, like maybe a couple of days before he signed with Miami. Other than that, everybody was like, oh, you know, he's going to re-sign with Cavaliers. He's going to go to Chicago or whatever. So until he signs, or have a one-hour press conference like LeBron James to announce he's taking his talents to New York, South Beach or wherever, then I'll believe it.
Yeah.
Because every day it's like, it's getting ridiculous. It's like on the LeBron level now.
I know, yeah. It's always the, I don't know what team's going to win. One moment he's probably going to be traded to the Nets.
To the Nets. Will Mavericks or Rockets loan him for the rest of the year and then see if they can re-sign him or whatnot? It's a whole crazy story. Lakers, even the Lakers are in this thing.
Yeah.
And apparently, Lakers could have got him if they gave up Bynum.
And I don't see them giving up Bynum.
Nah, they're not. There's a 99% chance that they're not going to because Jerry Buss's son Jim, Jeannie's brother, he's a huge Bynum fan, so he's not gonna give him up. So I don't see that happening. But I mean, look at this. I mean, it would be ridiculous. Lakers already get every player. Lakers would probably get every Hall of Fame player except for Clyde and Willis Reed. I mean, Jesus. I mean, every Hall of Famer has went to the Lakers or going to go to the Lakers. I mean, I don't know if we talked about this last time, but there's rumors that
I heard about that.
He wants to go, at the end of next year when he becomes a free agent, if he doesn't win a championship, he would either would like to go to Lakers or, guess where? New York Knicks,
yeah.
But like I said, the perfect place for him to go is New York. I mean, of course I'm saying this as a Knicks fan, but...
Oh, yeah,
I
love that.
I mean, but think about it. Him going to the Lakers, I mean, they still have Bynum. They still have Gasol. I mean, one of these guys are going to have to play small forward or something. Because, I mean, there's going to be, like, three guys who could play center
team.
That's just ridiculous. That would be too ridiculous.
I could see it happening, but then again, I mean.
With Lakers, I could see anything happening. Look what happened to the Celtics. Who thought they were going to get Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen on the same day in the draft?
Yeah.
And when they first did that trade, people were like, oh, you know, I think they got, who was it? It was like Ray Allen, I think, at first they got. And they're like, oh, this is a joke, you know. You know, these guys are over the hill. And afterwards, when they got Garnett, then they were like, hey, wait a minute, this might not be a bad team.
Yeah.
So at first, when they acquired Ray Allen, they were like, they're too old. And afterwards, then when they got Garnett, it was like, oh, wait a minute, you know, the big three.
Yep.
So who knows?
That year, they went on to win the championship too. So.
Yep, their first year all together.
Yep.
That was my problem with LeBron all along. I mean, when Kevin Garnett went to the Celtics, you know, he gave props to Paul Pierce for being on that team the whole time.
Yeah.
When LeBron comes to Miami, he thinks that this is his team. You know, he's the better player than Dwayne Wade. There's no question about it. But I mean, come on, that's kind of arrogant. I mean, if they would have won, all three would have went to Chicago or New York or another team, they all would have started off fresh on a new team. You know, that's a different story. But you're going to go to Miami, where Wade started his whole career, played his whole career there, and won a championship over there, the only championship. You're going to come over there. That's like A-Rod getting traded to the Yankees and trying to take the captaincy from Jeter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, it don't make any sense to me that he would that the all three would have went to the, you know, the place where Wade already won.
Yeah, I mean,
but
hey, you see it, LeBron, just like LeBron and Bosh.
It just shows.
That's all he's with the Heat.
It just shows that LeBron proved that he couldn't win a championship without help, without. You know, going on a guy who's a winner already. And, of course, Chris Bosh, I mean, this guy was always overrated. I mean, for years, I mean, me and you were saying the same thing. Like, you know, if LeBron wanted to come here, you know, and if he wanted to choose between Bosh or Stoudemire, we both were saying that, you know, we would rather have Stoudemire than him.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's not a knock on Bosh. I mean, I do think he's overrated, but come on. Yeah, this guy has to come to New York. But this one.
Man, Ron's a punk. I'll never forgive him for not coming to the Knicks. He's a punk.
I won't either. That's his loss.
I hope they never win the championship.
I hope so, too. And I never liked the Heat with the Alonzo Mourning era.
Neither did I.
But then after that, we suck. They suck. You know, it was like, I didn't really care. I mean, when they went to the championship, I was rooting against them. I wanted Maverick to beat them because, you know.
Me too.
You know what I mean? Because, hey, man, I still hate the Pacers, even though the Pacers sucks. And I hate the Bulls. I still have the rivalry, you know, in me, even though the teams are, you know, different now.
The Pacers, Bulls, I don't really care much about them. They stink. Well, the
I know they stink, but. Especially with Reggie Miller, you know, gone, that my hatred for that team, you know, went down.
Yeah. This is what a pesk.
Yeah, they were. But yeah, like you said, we'll see what goes on in the postseason.
Yeah, hopefully we can. It's Chicago. I mean, we match up well, so hopefully we can do something.
Hopefully we'll make some noise.
Yeah.
But switching gears quickly to the baseball, you know, spring training is coming up soon for both local teams.
Oh, yeah. Yankees are getting ready.
Yep.
Pettit retired now.
Yeah, so, you know, Pettit had a great career, you know. Won 5 titles with the Yankees. I think he's 3rd or 4th all-time in wins.
Yeah.
So, you know, good for him. You know, he gets to retire and start the next phase of his life.
I miss the dude. He was a great clutch pitcher for us.
But me, quite frankly, I wish he retired before game 1 of the World Series. 2000 World Series. That dude, man, he picked it out, man. I'll never forgive him for picking up 5 Mets. I'm sorry, man. That 2000 World Series and Mike Francesa, I don't know if you saw it, Friday. He had the 2000 team. You know, the World Series team, Mets and Yankees. He was talking to them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that kind of, you know, I still got love for the 2000 team. You know, they were, you know,
yeah,
they would have had some. What you said?
Yeah, of course you should. They went to the World Series, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if they weren't facing that Yankee team that had, you know, the experience, knew how to win, they would have won that championship. They already overachieved with the outfield that they had.
Yeah.
But the guys played well. J.P. Payton, you know, he hit well in the postseason.
Yeah.
You know, the guys played well. Fonzie didn't play that well in the, you know, in the postseason, but I mean, in the World Series, but. If you look at the stats, I mean, both teams hit 4 home runs. Yankees hit 262 in that series. Mets hit 220 something. And Yankees just scored 3 more runs than the Mets did. Yankees scored 18 runs.
Yeah.
Scored 15.
That was a close series.
It was a real close series, but fortunately Mets couldn't get the breaks to at least turn it to an ultimate classic to get into a 7th game.
Yeah, and the Yankees, it was a close series, you know. Each team was decided by, like, what, 1 or 2 runs?
Yeah, exactly. The only game Mets won, they won by 2 runs. And then the last game, when, of course, Mariano got to the fly out to Bernie Williams, which would have potentially been the two-run game-tying home run.
Yep.
Which even Mariano thought was a home run because after he gave up the ball, he ducked. After Piazza made contact, but of course it flew right to Bernie Williams, and that was the end of the series.
Yeah, I mean, Pettit was definitely clutch in that World Series. You know,
yep.
Us Yankees fans, we will miss him, the experience and all the postseason appearances and the wins, being part of the core four. We missed the guy, Andy Pennant.
Hey, that's what I was about to say. You stole the words out of my mouth. I was about to say, like you always call him, Andy Pennant.
Yep.
You stole the words out of my mouth. But,
he's a man.
You know, Mets are switching gears. You know, Mets, they're, you know, they have a new regime. They have Alderson, who won you know, the 89 World Series with the Oakland A's. And Terry Collins was a former manager who has a history of being fiery. You know, they're trying to start their own regime with the Mets. And, you know, Mets have a lot of work, you know, as usual, as it's been, you know, these past 4 years, Mets have been pretty much, you know, they have injury and inconsistent plays. He has come into his last year of his contract, you know, as usual, as we've said for the past 3 or 4 years about the Mets, a lot of question marks. So we'll see what happened with that.
Yeah. Well, Johan's doing, so it's like he's going to be okay.
Yeah, but he's expected to be back, like, July.
Oh.
Like, on the All-Star break, so Mets, they're going to have to play over their heads. And they're going to need a lot of contribution from the young guys like Davis, Josh Tolley,
mm-hmm.
right to have a year like he had last year. Hitting 29 home runs, 102 RBIs.
Right.
But he needs to cut down the strikeouts, be more clutch, and provide more of a leadership role. But we'll see about what's going on. But quickly, since, you know, this is the sitcom, you know, edition, a little, you know, sports entertainment. So tomorrow there's going to be a special guest on Raw. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed it's, you know, The Rock. But it could be like somebody like Bieber or Aaron Rodgers or somebody like that.
If it's Justin Bieber, I'm not watching.
I hope it's not Justin Bieber, you know. I hope it's really somebody. I don't think it's going to be Rock, Stone Cold, or Shawn Michaels. Somebody who actually, you know, had some success in the WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not some guy who, I mean, they're going to be in Atlanta. It's not like, if it was in Green Bay, I'd understand. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this, the thing's going to be in Atlanta. But who knows, it could be even Goldberg, a hometown guy.
I doubt it'd be Goldberg.
Nah, I don't think it, it could be, but I don't think so. Because I think it would have to be Stone Cold Rock or Shawn Michaels for a big name.
Oh yeah, that's a good one, Shawn Michaels. Yeah,
and the 2011 guy, it appears to be Undertaker, because it looks like so.
Think so?
Yeah, because they at the end of the new commercial this week, they show more of a different commercial, and then they played the same music, the Johnny Cash, you know, Ain't No Grave Can Hold My Body Down. The music that they had to the WrestleMania 26 spot against Shawn Michaels.
Oh.
So some people are thinking.
But they may try to tease you. They may that might be a tease, though.
Could be. I hope so. Because I'm hoping that, up for this thing, but what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought. But we'll see tomorrow. And, oh, yeah, there's a rumor that the Wade Barrett versus Undertaker is not his off. And that's going to be another Triple H versus Undertaker for WrestleMania. And Shawn Michaels is going to be the special guest referee. It might be a career versus street match again. But this time with Triple H.
Interesting.
That's a rumor. So we'll have to check out, you know, 221, see if that happens.
Yeah.
And TNA, they revealed last week that Day is actually Fortune. He turned from heel to good guys fight against Immortal.
Right.
For the guys who's watching. Because they couldn't get Booker T or Kevin Nash to come over to have the main
to go to
plan B.
Okay.
But we'll talk more about that next week. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to Sports of the Legend. And we'll call it for coming on.
No problem.